Eighth Grade Smile by Becca and Zach. Read by Euphoric Aria. It's been a long time since he's had a pet. He's lived with Harley and Sadie for almost a year, and walked them and fed them and dealt with their drool, but they were never his, and they knew it. So when Daniil takes him out to the Vancouver Humane Society and holds his hand and looks with careful concentration at dog after dog, he panics quietly to himself. "She can live with me in L.A. during the year," Daniil explains, knowing Jensen's quietly panicked face intimately by now. "If you don't think you can handle her while you're working 8,000 hours a day." He wants to say this is too much of a commitment, too serious, too much like deciding that they have 10 years of a future together in which the dog can grow up. But at some point that stopped being so terrifying. They stop in front of a cage with a little ball of fluff in it, pale and wagging its tail hopefully. Daniil goes down on one knee to read the sign. "He's a cockapoo," she tells him, with a dirty eighth grade smile. Jensen watches the dog, who's busily licking Daniil's fingers. Uncertainty flutters in his chest. After a minute, Daniil tugs at his belt loop. "Get your ass down here and say hi." So Jensen kneels next to her and wiggles his fingers through the mesh of the cage, lets the dog snuffle at his hand. He finds he's smiling in spite of himself. Daniil smiling back, pleased. She doesn't even need to say anything. "I don't know if I could keep him in Jared's house," Jensen says, fondling one silky floppy ear. Daniil nods. "Then maybe it's time you got a place of your own again," she suggests kindly. "Give the little guy some space. Jared would be okay without you." Jensen knows that. He does. But for someone who's moved around so much in the last 10 years, he's still bad at big changes. "Think about it, okay? We could get more naked time if you had your own place. And it's not like Jared wouldn't be on your couch every day anyway. And the dogs could have playdates. Once he gets big enough that Harley couldn't crush him with one paw." Jensen imagines this life that she's laying out, comfortable and domestic and real. All starting from a little ball of fluff. He takes a deep breath. "Let's go look at some adoption papers."